Now we are ready to start.
Sally, have you read Alice's Adventures in Wonderland?
Yes, my mother read and loved it when she was younger, and I have her copy. I loved it when I was younger, and even more now that I understand the metaphors and the irony.
Personally, I have a great love for the caterpillar. And who is your favorite character from the book?
I think it's the Mad Hatter. His madness and playfulness helps me understand who I am, or at least try to be as a person. What is your favorite passage from the book?
I love when the Queen says, "Sometimes I've believed in as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast."
My favorite passage is Alice's conversation with herself as she falls down the rabbit hole. It was in that moment that I really fell in love with the quaint little girl named Alice.
Do you think that the book has any undertones, or do you merely love it as it is, a book written in an eccentric and witty style, full of twisted adventures?
I would say there are many witty, eccentric, slightly twisted books out there. Of course, I think there are undertones. There are so many undertones, in fact, that I'm afraid the Alice book may become too outdated and cryptic for today's children.
Oh, no. I think of it as a contemporary book that can be enjoyed for years to come. I hope my children will read the same cherished copy I read and my mother read before me.
By the way, what is your favorite film adaptation of the Alice book?
I'm not as familiar with the film adaptations as I am with the novel and musical interpretations. I quite like a music video that a friend of mine has done to the song White Rabbit, but I suppose my favorite Alice film is the Disney version.
Yes, I highly respect Walt Disney and his work, and I think the movie is well done. Though I much prefer the book itself, Disney was not afraid to add a little bit of himself to the film, which I respect him for.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.